Well, I have a standing account with Marco's, the local pizza place here. And, I do go through a lot of pizza, but when I get a pizza, it's like three meals or four meals, depending on what, you know, what's how it's cut. You're saying about octogenarians making it to 100 or whatever they are. I mean, my mom made it to 98. And I remember how little she ate in the last 20 years of her life or 30 years after my dad died. She would just have a cup of coffee in the morning, a couple slices of rye toast, another cup of coffee in the afternoon with something to eat, and that was about it. She didn't really eat much for dinner. I mean, she didn't really even eat dinner, unless we took her out to dinner. But, she lived to be 98. And then Sean went through the list of everything, and I said, you can't forget the shot of bourbon and the cigarette, too, because some of those old people, you know, they were still smokers, some of them, and, you know, they still had, they had their little cocktail there somewhere in there. But those are the rare ones that were really well-blessed with good immune system or whatever their body chemistry was. So, yeah, I mean, I've been borderline diabetic, and it does run in the family. Heart disease runs in the family for me. And the reason why I just lost so much weight is because I'm getting tired of doctors yelling at me all the time. So I dropped quite a bit of weight, about maybe 6 inches out of my waist so far with a couple more to go.